Are you married? Or are you going to be like this couple and cry? How long have you been married? 14 years. 14 years? Nice. I've been married for 2. If you need any advice, come to me after the show. Tell you what I've learned so far. Women are dirtier when you date them than when you're married to them. Say, thank you. A couple people laughed. And they know exactly what I'm talking about. Other people aren't married. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. As soon as you put a ring on their finger, they got no time to send pictures of the bing bong chicka ding ding ding. Got errands to run. As soon as you put a ring on their finger, got no time, got no time. You know, my wife sent me a picture of the other day, peanut butter in the fridge, with a note saying, did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? There is 2 of us that live together, Lester Holt. So if you cannot figure out who put the peanut butter in the fridge, let me narrow it down for you. Did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? No, because I put the peanut butter in the fridge. That's who put the peanut butter in the fridge. Case solved. Bung, bung. That's right. Some of you know what that noise was. That was a Law and Order case solved noise. Bung, bung. And then my wife said this, and I almost lost my mind. Peanut butter is harder to spread when it is in the fridge. If you can't spread peanut butter, you might want to start lifting some weights because you are a fucking pussy. Yes, that is what I thought. What I said was, okay. Because I will talk a lot of shit up here tonight, but it does not work at home. I'll tell you that much right now. I tried once, and now I have to walk the dog every day and pick up its crap, and that dog's a dick. Because I'm pretty sure he can count because he tries to out shit how many bags I have with me every time. Come on, Lou, get it together. Nobody shits 6 times in a mile. Old people, what did you do before you came here? Are you deaf?
Yes.
I hope you shit your pants. Ma'am, how did you meet him? How did you become his lover?
How did I meet him?
Yes, 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 oh, fucking yes.
I met him on the beach.
You met him on the beach?
On the beach.
All right.
65 years ago.
65 years ago. That was different times, right? No, no. I've been doing jokes all night. You guys haven't applauded once. They live. You guys clap. You know how easy it was to meet somebody on a beach 65 years ago? What beach were you on?
Rockaway Beach.
Rockaway Beach. New York, yes, I know. Thank you very much. Somebody yelled out. New York, did you just finally make it out to the West Coast?
No, we live in Florida.
You live in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Visiting.
You're visiting? I know how it works, ma'am, when you live someplace else. Any chance are you staying with children and they sent you out tonight?
No, family.
That's family over there? That's your brother and sister?
Brother and
sister-in-law. It's probably best that they're not brother and sister. So what kind of car are you guys driving? Cadillac?
Which one?
What's that?
Which one of us?
Which one of you? You're all driving separate cars? Are you serious? Should we warn the CHP right now? Because I've had a conversation with you. I can't imagine all 4 of you merging at the same fucking time. Sit down, ladies. Doing a big show. God damn it, sit down. How old are you, sister?
Oh, 37.
37?
Yes.
How's it going? Everything turning out the way you thought it would?
Perfectly.
Perfectly? Married? You married?
No, not so much.
All right, that was your friend that just heckled you. That was weird. Is everything good? It's great. It's fantastic. Married? No, she isn't. Are you looking for a man?
Yes.
All right, I got 4 brothers. Guys, she's 37. It's going to be fantastic. She's a little older than you, but there's going to be snacks in the fridge afterwards. Ma'am, you've ever been with a young guy?
My dad's right there.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes. Pretty sure the proper answer would have been no. Not my dad's right there, but if Dave wants to meet me near the bathroom, I'll give him a handy and he can join my hockey team. 37, you still want him? She nodded, yes. This is the biggest night ever, David. God damn it.
I'm a teacher, so I have a little... What,
did you just say I'm a teacher?
Yeah.
I'm a teacher, so I'm used to having crushes on younger men. Oh. What do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten? What kind of money do you make there, sister? I think the next question is... He said, at teaching.
Yes.
Yes. Where do you make $100,000? Which school?
Newport.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Oh, Newport. Yeah, correct. She makes $100,000. She's poor. She probably lives there, lives in a shack, but she makes $100,000. There's a retirement party going on over there, and they are not happy about my jokes right now. It's okay, we can do anything we want. This is comedy. You can't do anything wrong in comedy. That's what's great about comedy. As long as you have fun, right, sir? Oh, why'd you say like you were scared? Yes, please don't pick on me. Don't sit in the front and then go, how did he find me? I looked down. You were involved in this. You were in this all night, my friend. You are going to be the part of it, my friend. You are the only black guy here tonight, and I am going to get to know you. You are black, right? Because I called you a black guy, and it'd be awkward if you're like, hey, I'm white. You're black and Mexican? Holy shit. So you must be going to school for free. Is there any other Mexicans here? Oh my God. See how easy that was? How can the government not find you people? That is all you have to do is ask. They want to build a wall. What a waste of money that is. Just buy a bus and drive around. Any Mexicans here? Yum, 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 yum. All right, get on. Drive up to Canada. Drop them off. I know, a lot of you are confused. Why would you drop them off in Canada? Hello, that would make people not sneak back into America right there. You drop them off in Canada, they show up in t-shirts and it's cold, they're f***ing tell you right there. They will not come back to America without blankets and chiclets. What do you do? What's your job, brother? Hey, bro, what's your job? Hey, bro. You're a social worker? Nice, what does that mean? You take children away from people? Pretty much, is that what you said? Supposed to be a joke and it came real. Are you with him, ma'am, or is he just taking your children? Don't cry, it's gonna be okay. You don't have to be with him. You're crying like you're gonna have to call your father and say, oh, I'm with a black and a Mexican. You two together? All right, that's fine. That's your friends. Well, thanks for putting that out there. Such weird times. Everybody's like that. We're not gay. We're just friends. I just want to go to the bathroom that I want to go to the bathroom in. Everybody's all fired up because people are going to the wrong bathrooms. Everybody's all, oh my God, the transgenders are I don't know what they've been doing for the last 2,015 years, but they've started to start this year. Everybody, what are we going to do? They're now, people are weird. They're confusing molester with the word transgender. It is completely different, all right? How do I explain this? My hockey coach did not dress up like a woman to molest me. He just molested me. That's all he did, okay? And some of you clapped and other people were offended. That's right. You got that, sir. That's a good joke. And it worked out good for me. I ended up making that hockey team, so it all worked out. That's right. I got a little bit of a handy, and then I got to play center ice. It's okay. Some of you don't know whether to laugh or not. You're like, oh my God. Was he molested? I don't know if he's molested. We gotta get out of here. Oh my God. You're crying still. I see you're wearing my favorite outfit, ma'am. You're wearing the shorts and high heels. Fantastic. I love that outfit. It says so much. It says, I'm going to the prom, but there could be a barbecue. My God, that is sexy. So smart. What if there's ribs at this event? Get my eating shorts. I'm about to f*** up a buffet. What kind of girls are you looking for there, fellas? What kind of girls you like?
Like a good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor? All right. Are you trying to sleep with me? Because I was like, what kind of girls you like? I like to laugh. Yum, 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 yum. You like them tall? You like them short? You like them wide? You like them iceberg-like? What's that?
Curvy.
Tall and curvy? All right, I'll put it out there. Any tall and curvy girls? Sorry, buddy. Looks like it's not happening tonight.
Short and skinny?
Oh, just changed his mind. Short and skinny. Just keep describing girls until it happens. One eye, one eye. Is anybody here with one eye? How rich are you people? Pretty rich, is that what you just said? Yeah, you're pretty good. How do you make your monies?
I drill holes.
You drill holes? Do you have a drill?
A large
drill? We're talking about your cock right now? Because I feel very uncomfortable by the way your eye went up and you looked at me. I'm trying to talk to you about work and you're like, I got a big penis, I don't have to work. Guy with checkers, what do? You feel like you're a nice guy.
I work at in LA.
You work at in LA? Have you been kidnapped? What do you do in Los Angeles?
I'm an intern.
You're an intern?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to be? Why did you point at a different... Don't point at the boss. You're an intern for a reason. You take the bullet for him. Where do you work where they don't give you money? What's that?
Clearing.
A clearing firm? All right, what does a clearing firm do? Holy shit. Is one of your bosses here? I need to talk to him. Teal, are you the boss?
I am the boss.
All right. Here you run a clearing firm. Is it like lawnmowers? What's a clearing firm? Because the kid that you guys hired for no money has no clue what you do.
Stock.
What's that?
Stocks.
Your boss has Tourette's? Stocks. I can see why you didn't want me to talk to that table. How did you become the boss? Stocks. Shots.
I have no idea.
You don't know how you became the boss? Well, you're doing good so far, intern. If you have no clue, it sounds like you might be the boss any day now. Are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm married to her.
To her? Learned her name yet?
Good-looking woman.
You say good-looking woman? Is that just good-looking woman? You guys got kids? Holy sh! What is going on at that table? You guys have enough kids and then you still hired an intern? Make one of your kids work, for Christ's sake. Do you ever get invited to Christmas there, intern?
I'm the kid.
Which one's your favorite child? There's obviously got a favorite because she did this. I'm not playing this game, David. Are you David? Of course. The one that works for free for dad. That's your favorite child, the money maker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You been drinking a lot of beers at work? How'd you meet your lady?
How did we meet?
Did you say, how did we meet? Ma'am, are you okay? Have you been kidnapped? Because that was weird. That should not be the answer.
Hey, how did we meet?
Ma'am, remembers the day you didn't know him, then there was a day you did. What happened? How did you become lovers? I said, how did you become lovers? What's that?
A dating website?
Oh, somebody just made a gross noise at the back. A dating website. Oh! I'm gonna be sick. What date? Your parents are married from a dating website? No. How old are you? I don't think dating websites have been around that long. Maybe a newspaper. Maybe they met through a newspaper. But I'm pretty sure the internet's only been around since 95, so unless you're 12, I'm pretty sure your parents have... Did your parents say they met on a dating website?
Well, my parents got married at 40 and 50.
Your parents got married at 40 and 50? Okay, but I think the big thing is... When did they have you? Because it'd be weird. Oh, it's your step-parents? Okay, that's completely different. Because you made it sound like that Pina Colada song. Like they broke up and then got back together because he liked Walks in the Rain or whatever that song is. Well, that was a good story, ma'am. That was a weird, interesting story. I asked you how you met, and you're like, my parents got married on a website. www.heywhatyoudoingat50.com. But how you met on a website as well? So your parents are like, hey, we found a man on the website. No, that's not what your parents said. That's a completely different website. That's Craigslist or something like that. That's like, I need a couch and I'm gonna fucking go to a glory hole. Some people know the glory hole. I don't know if your parents have probably told you what it is. Because they met on a website, so they know it. You know what a glory hole is? So, what it is? All right, describe it. What is a glory hole?
When a guy...
Oh!
When a guy...
It's when a guy... Hold on, everybody listen up. And remember, I didn't say this. A social worker is going to tell you what a glory hole is. So when a guy... This is how it starts out. Everybody gather around. Listen up.
When a guy puts his dick in a hole.
When a guy puts his dick in a hole.
In a bathroom stall.
In a bathroom stall.
And waits for.
And waits for.
Pleasure.
For pleasure. That was a really good answer. I don't know if, I think he knows that pleasure is going to be over there. I don't think you just put your dick in a hole and wait. Just like go in at 9 a.m. Well, someone's gonna show up at some time. No, spelling bee.
Feather.
Feather not dot. This is gonna be different. Whereabouts is your casino? Maricopa, Arizona? Holy shit. You are way off the reservation, son. I'm guessing you're out here getting water to take back to everybody else? How... Sorry. No. How? Oh, can't believe I can't sing. How? What's your title?
Just an Indian.
Just an Indian? Huh. Not a chief? What do you do? What's your job?
casino. casino.
Holy shit, you are an Indian. Well, good for you. How did you meet your lady?
Oh,
God. Oh, God. Sounds like a horse was given away. Was it an arranged marriage?
You could say that.
I just did. Really? It was arranged?
Secretary.
Is there any chance of you, like, putting more words into your sentence? Because I feel like Clint Eastwood and Outlaw Josie Wales right now. I keep talking to you and you keep coming back with secretary. Sun goes down over that way. Woman came from this way. Boom. Put my in a hole in the wall, waiting for pleasure. Hey, ho, hey, hey. It's nice to meet you. What's your name? What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Anything else? Some sort of cloud? Aaron, storm cloud, red cloud, blue cloud, low cloud, high pressure front.
The Indian word, whittle, or mountain.
Hold on, this is what he said. Somebody's telling me to move on, but there's no way I'm moving on from that. You just hear what he said. My name's Aaron, my last name's Whittle, which is the Indian word for mountain, is what you said. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure the Indian word for mountain is hill. Hill. By the way, if you want to see if you're a really good real estate guy, try to sell an Indian land. Because I guarantee he's already going to say this. Already is mine. Oh my God, that side of the room is having fun, but they also look like they have a stroke.